Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But you know who's batting now on the WIP Afternoon Show? It's our buddy Broads, Flyers and 50. Broads, how we feeling, buddy?
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me, as always. You guys are the greatest.
Nice shirt. I like that.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's just the greatest athlete in Philadelphia history plastered on my chest with his jersey hanging up in the background. But other than that, my mind...
Greatest athlete in Philadelphia history.
Yeah, it was tough. You know, Eric Lindros, Bobby Clark, Ron Hextall. My list is all over the place, but Jalen Hurts had to sneak in there.
So before we get to Flyers and 50, you're in. I would say this about Broads' list, mm-hmm. his top 11 list. Mm-hmm. It's like unpredictable. It's very hard to critique because it's like it's interesting. So here's what Broads had. Broads has Quinion Mitchell number 11.
Okay.
Matvei Michkov number 10.
Oh, there he is. Knew the meat man was getting in there.
Yeah, and you think you know where it's going, but then he hits you with a curveball, right? Okay, number 9 Jalen Carter, number 8 Kyle Schwarber, number 7 AJ Brown, number 6 Lane Johnson. Number okay. 5, Bryce Harper. How about this? Okay. Number 4, Joel Embiid.
Wow.
Number 3, Saquon Barkley. Number 2, Zach Wheeler. Number 1, Jalen Hurts.
Wow. A lot of love for big fella there, huh?
Yeah.
That has to be the highest Joel has been ranked.
List hasn't come out, but yes. I'm going to tell you, I don't have him ranked that high. So was this a... Are you trying to manipulate me by doing this? Like, what was the reasoning behind putting Embiid 4?
I promise, Spike, you were not on my mind when I was making this list. Joel Embiid. There are a few guys in town. Everyone says, well, what did he do the last calendar year? And the resume and this and that. Shut up. There are a couple of guys where you just add frickin' in between their names. It's Bryce frickin' Harper. He's a top 5 athlete. It's Joel frickin' Embiid. You could be angry that we didn't get past the second round. You could be angry this, that, and the third. Joel Embiid is one of the greatest athletes that has ever been in Philadelphia ever. Outside of right now, currently, just from a skill level standpoint. That doesn't mean you can't be angry. Doesn't mean you can't be mad. You can't be frustrated. But when you're one of the most skilled, talented players that we've ever seen in town, ever in the history of the town, then you got to be on this list in the top 4.
Well, I didn't know that's what the list is. That what your criteria was based off of? The history?
I don't know what the hell this list is. This list is the greatest debate list I've ever seen in my life. I texted Spike the other day and I said, this is the best concept I've ever heard in my life. Because nobody knows, and that's what makes this great. But it's 5:03 a.m. I'm filling in for John Johnson, and this guy's dropping F-bombs at me. Probably just woke up, didn't even have a cup of coffee yet. His wife's probably yelling at him for not cleaning the dishes. And this guy goes, I gotta call Broads. Embiid, you're an idiot? You're an idiot, Embiid! Embiid! 4! And here I am, having to hang up on the guy. So I love this. I love this list.
All right, Let me ask you one other question. We noted today, as we're revealing the official list, which is listener vote and staff, is that Zach Bond didn't make that list, and Zach Bond did not make your list. So I guess my question is, and I'll just name a couple of players, why does Mitchell, Quinion Mitchell, Matvei Michkov, why did they get on your list instead of Zach Bond?
Great question. And yeah. I do think that you can swap Quinion with Bond. That was a toss-up for me and where I was conflicted. But it just comes to me, when I watch Q play, this guy's coming out of Toledo. He's setting the tone. And sometimes DBs, the non-sexy thing is the sexy thing about their business. You know what I'm saying? They're just out there locking guys down left and right. He's looking at Slay and going, yo, that's cute. You've been around for 12, 15 years. Watch what I'm going to do. I'm going to kick everybody's ass. So Zach Bond, while he had a tremendous year, it took him a little bit to get established on special teams. I had to learn a little bit about the league. Q goes, huh, you had to learn. The only people learning is Terry McLaurin when I'm about to lock him up and put him in jail. So that's the separator for me. In regards to Matvei, I mean, this guy is a franchise guy, right? He needs to be on this list. You got the leading rookies in goals in the NHL. You got Torch who's benching him nonstop, so he's not even playing the right amount of time. And now he's watching upstairs in a suit and tie, writing down stats when he should be out there on the ice, stick handling and dangling. He could have had if there was a power play on this team. So, I mean, you know, he's the face of the franchise,
hold
man.
Hold on, man.
So, wait.
Hold on. Stick hanging and dangling.
Yeah.
Hold on. Something didn't sound right about that one.
What do you mean? Stick hanging, you go out and dangle. You know, watching the Stanley Cup playoffs, watching Brad Marchand do a little shoulder dip, a little backhand.
Oh, man. That was a good one. I hadn't heard stick hanging.
The dangling.
Yeah. It's called a big dose of D.
So we're good with our sticks around here.
So in short, you forgot Zach Bond.
Basically.
Yeah. No. I just told you it was a toss-up between him and Q. And the reason why I went Q is because he didn't need no special teams year to learn the speed. This guy is the speed.
Be careful with the special teams. You may lose your big fan over there.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Yes, that's two.
Reese was my favorite player.
Well, I know we're 7 minutes into this, but why don't we hit Broads' thing here? Get a little...
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
I love special teams, and that did not once cross my mind, and now I'm sick to my stomach. Anyway, here we go. I really want to get into draft talk, but I can't after watching the Lord Stanley get lifted last night in Florida. Mwah! Mwah! Watching the guy skate around, I had goosebumps! It's all I ever think about is when I was 4 years old, 5 on the driveway, game 7, bro just the stick on his bucket, score! Scores! I cry. I was in tears last night. I can't find my chair. I was in tears last night, and I'm watching. I was in the gym. You know, I like watching highlights. I was watching Ovechkin win it back in 2018, and there's just tears. And then I'm doing a couple chest presses. Tears. Doing a couple of press. When you're watching as a hockey player the Stanley Cup Finals, and guys live out their dreams and kiss that cup, oh, my God, it's the best! It's the best! And I need to see it happen here in town, Danny!
Well, you gotta make the playoffs to win the Stanley Cup, so...
Yeah, that's a good assessment. That's a good assessment.
Yeah, so your prediction right here, before we let you go, are the Flyers going to make the playoffs next year?
You're letting me go already? And no, they're not winning the Cup.
Already? It's supposed to be 50 seconds!
Well, I got something to ask you.
All right, sure.
A couple of things, right? All right. I guess I lost points with Ike, and do I gain points with you due to my ball knowledge?
You know what? I think it was a creative list. I like your list. And it's not like an Embiid, like, there's just curveballs all over the place.
Yeah.
Having Jalen Carter as low as 9, even AJ as low as 7, having Embiid as high as 4, I think Wheeler at 2 is a good one. The Hurts thing, number 1, is psychotic, but whatever.
What do you mean?
What's that?
What do you mean?
Well, he's not better at his job than anybody on this list. So
Wow.
He isn't. But that's...
Not even Michkov?
Nah.
Mika! Wow.
Yeah, what do you think about that, bro?
He hits me with the Jordan documentary crazy dude with the hair.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you just did with the shrug. I mean, this guy, he needs to get hit with a right hook.
Well, all right, relax. So do you have any other questions aside from that one?
Are you coming to the Puck It Up party? You're officially invited.
I'm invited. All right.
You are invited. Listen, I love you guys. All right. I may take jab. Just like I'm Team Fritz in this old Joe DeCamera nonsense. I love you guys. You know, I got to bust the balls when I got to bust the balls.
All right. Yeah. So the official Puck It Up.
No balls.
The official Puck It Up draft party is Friday the 27th and Chickies and Pizza in Glassboro.
In Glassboro, New Jersey at 7 o'clock. That is correct.
There you go. Well, if I have the invite, I will head right from our show at Chickies in South Philly. I'll make it Chickies Day. And I'll go right to the Chickies in Glassboro, and I will join you for the Puck It Up draft party. You can count me in.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you going to wear a Jalen Hurts jersey?
Me?
Yeah.
Where am I going to get a Jalen Hurts jersey? No, I'm not going to wear it. I'll wear my Ike jersey or my Boston Scott jersey. I have a Hollis jersey, but I don't have a Jalen one.
Okay. I'm going to have to get an Ike one after this terrible performance. I'm not going to be able to sleep
tonight. No, it's a great performance, brother. You're good. You're good.
Okay. Are you on overnight tonight into tomorrow?
So this is the one day off this week. Buzz is taking duties for overnight for Thursday, but I'm back in the saddle Friday.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go. All right. Broads81 on Twitter. The Puck It Up draft party Friday, June 27th at the Chickies in Glassboro starting at 7 o'clock. Thank you as always, Broads.
Man. Oh, it was a pleasure.
Stick handling and dangling.
Stick handling and dangling.
Man, that was awesome.
Sounds dirty. Sounds dirty. Broads has graduated from 50 seconds to 10 minutes.
How about that?
You can graduate from whatever car you're driving now to a brand new Hyundai at Colonial. Don't leave all the graduating to the high school kids and the college kids and the grade school kids. That's not even really graduating. You can graduate to a brand new Hyundai at Colonial. You don't even have to go to school. They can give you 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. 20% off. That's only at Colonial. It's up to 10 grand. That's a lot of money. And they are, even if your trade doesn't get a passing grade, piece of junk, whatever, going to guarantee you the CarZar is going to give you $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. That's only at Colonial. At Colonial as well, when you drive away in that brand new Hyundai, you know you got 3 years of complimentary maintenance. You know you got America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online, 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Always the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Tax and tags additional. Offers cannot be combined. See dealer for full details. Offer expires June 30th, 2025.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
215-592-9494. Ooh, I feel like we got to get to this. Yeah.
We do.
All right. Sean in Newark, Delaware. Sean, you're on WIP.
Hi, Spike.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Ike. Hi, Fritz.
So, Sean, the rumor is that you created the Tom Kelly Show song.
Yes.
Okay. Can
I was listening
Hang on, Sean. Just for before we get the background, for anyone who hasn't heard it yet, Tom Kelly has a new intro song.
My favorite.
Yeah, we're going to play a little bit of this
it's
hit.
The Tom Kelly Show. Just to let you know. 94.1 on the radio. All right, let's go. Dial it up 215. Speak your mind. 592-9494 every time.
More than hot takes. Philly sports gold. Kelly got the fire. Every segment's got soul. Respect to the roots, but he's building his throne. One call, one beat, one mic.
All right. So, all right, Sean, first of all, are you a huge Tom Kelly fan? How does this happen?
No, I've become a fan because he's become more prominent on the station recently, and I like his voice, and I've heard his shows. I listen to all the shows because I drive a lot, so I'm all different. I'm all over the dial. I don't have any one particular favorite show, but I'm familiar with most of your hosts.
Okay. So I think the big question, and when I popped this to Tom Kelly, he had acted like he had never even considered this before. You don't like have a studio and singers and stuff, right? That is an AI song, is it not?
Well, that's what made me call, because I've been out of it the last 5 days and I was unaware of anything that was happening. I had my hip replaced on Friday.
Oh, God bless.
And when I sent the song to Tom, I listened that night, and I wasn't sure whether he liked it, because he seemed like, oh, well, I don't want to play it anyway, because I still like that Meek Mill song. So I don't want to give that up, you know? So he almost seemed like, well, gee, if I have a hit song or a new song, you know, it's not Meek Mill anymore. So, and then the next thing you know, I was riding in the car today, and I heard Joe Giglio mention it, and then I saw the video from you on TV.
Okay, so is it AI, or it is, right?
Well, what bothered me, because I thought that you were the one that made me call, because I was like, damn, that's pretty dismissive. Like, you dismissed the whole freaking song, like, oh, that's just AI, so therefore there's nothing there. And yes, you're partially correct. Obviously, there's a lot of AI in there.
Okay.
You know, I didn't bring Beyonce in or, you know, whatever,
yes.
You know, the background singers and all that. But there's also a lot of thought. It took like probably about 40 takes until I got it to where I was happy with it. You got to kind of teach the AI. You have to figure out how to do the lyrics. Obviously, I had to learn about Tom. I had to learn about the station. I wanted to incorporate all that in there. I wanted to make sure to have breaks so that they could cut it up. You know, so there's a big thought process, and I got to keep tweaking the AI. No, I don't want that. Do this, you know, and no, not like that's close, but like this, you know, and that kind of thing.
Look, I'm not dismissing. And by the way, of like the guys on the show can tell you, I use it a lot, so I understand. But
how he gets all his takes.
Well, that's not true. It's not good at takes, actually. I've tried. And I understand the prompts are some of it. But what I was trying to explain to Tom is that, like, you talk to him on Saturday and he had the song 2 days later. I was like, there's no way this guy is booking a studio full of singers. And so I know some of them, you can just tell the AI about the person and it will write the lyrics. Is that what happened, or did you write the lyrics?
No, it was a combination of both. Like I said, tell me what you can tell me about Tom Kelly. And I researched it and heard about Tom. And
also, how'd you find that?
I haven't thanked Tom. I want to thank Tom because he gave me this opportunity. So I haven't done that yet. So thank you to Tom Kelly.
That's right. That's big stuff. Now, with about the soul, yeah. I don't know if he had, like, he's not soulful.
Yeah, there's no soul.
There's
Tom.
No soul.
Well, the song was, so I figured we got to go with that side of Tom and we'll bring it out of him. You know?
Yeah. Tom's going to need about 100 more songs before there's even one ounce of soul there.
Can I finish it? The thing is, though, I left off, I thought he was kind of unhappy with it. And so anyway, I apologize if I interrupted you, but anyway, I thought he was unhappy with it. And then I've been out for the last 5 days and hadn't heard anything, so I was doing a remix to make it more like hardcore, like Meek Mill, and I've just about got one done, so I'm just going to send it to him the next time he has a show.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's hear that too.
When's the next time Tom's on?
I have no idea.
He's usually on at night. Is he on perhaps after the Phillies game tonight?
He could be.
Yeah.
He was on last night after the Phillies game.
Yeah, I guess a lot of times he's on when they're not in that time slot.
There you go. I will tell you, the next time Tom Kelly, actually, I don't see him on the schedule. So I don't think he's on tonight.
I'll send it to him today anyway.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he can do what he wants with it, you know, when he wants with it, if he wants to do anything.
All right, Sean.
But anyway, I do want to thank you for the opportunity. It was a lot of fun. It's flattering, you know, because I saw you guys play it and I was like, wow, that's like, you know, I didn't expect that. So it was kind of fun.
Well, great job, Sean. Great job on the song. It's the feel good hit of the summer. So
I like it.
Everyone's saying.
Well, thank you. The one thing I did have in mind that it made me think, you guys should do like a weekly rap, and I could probably do one song if you had a tailored topic and you guys said, look, this is what you got to incorporate. And at the end of the week, we want one song that we can play, like either wrapping up what we're doing on the afternoon show or his show or Philly Sports or whatever. But anyway.
Well, Jack will get your number. Yeah. And we will look, anybody. Okay. Thank you for the call, Sean. Anybody that writes the Tom Kelly hit, but he didn't look.
Here we go.
Well, here's the thing, though. Yeah. There is a skill to using the AI programs in that you have to prompt them the right way to give you what you want.
Right. Like yours is only looking up like different ways that Jalen's season wasn't that great.
Yeah. But it can't, like, if you wanted to create images and things like that, it can do that.
Sure.
But like, there is a skill in trying to get it to do exactly what you want it to do.
Yeah. And you got to have an ear for music.
Right. Well,
to know what sounds good.
Right. That said, him thanking the Academy, like I do, and I'm friends with a lot of musicians who are, like, obviously for good reason, terrified of this stuff, you know. So, look, you did a great job.
Yeah, we should all be terrified of this stuff.
Yeah, you didn't write the song, though, or record the song. Am I being unfair?
No.
Well, I...
He told a computer, look, I and I know how it works.
And you know how this works better than, I don't even use the stuff, so you certainly know how it works.
I do.
Yeah.
You do. You have to say, no, not like that, like this, but that is different.
Than you actually coming up with lyrics and everything else.
Yeah, it's like, you know.
So he produced it. Would you say, no?
No, I wouldn't even say that. I think that's disrespectful to producers. I would say he is good at AI prompts, which is a skill.
All right.
It is a skill.
Just know that we're never getting a theme song.
No.
From him.
Yes.
God bless him.
And it's a catchy little tune.
But he said one of the things he had to do was research Tom Kelly.
First off, it's not like he's on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
How are you finding research on Tom Kelly?
And all the facts are wrong about him. He's only hot takes. He's got no soul.
He's 5'6".
Yeah. What are we talking about?
The middle linebacker on a three-win team. On a three-win team. Yeah. In high school. And by the way,
yes,
Tom is not exactly, he's not really a big change. Like, I think he's not a ruffle the feathers type guy with like change and stuff like
right,
that.
Right.
So of course he's definitely nervous about like, is this song, are people going to like this song?
He's got to use this song. Yeah. That's my same thing.
Of course he has to use
this song. Let me tell you, TK.
Yeah.
Use the song.
He's got to use the song.
The song is catchy. It will be a positive for you. Believe me, I hated Ike Juice. I hated that in the beginning.
Right.
Everybody else liked it.
By the way, that was Ben back then using a computer program to create it.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah, Jack did not create that.
Yeah.
It was Ben.
That's why I don't play it.
Use the Tom Kelly song. Make yourself famous, DK. Don't make Meek Mill more famous.
By the way, it's not Meek. It's Many Men.
Oh, Many Men.
Yeah. So 50 Cent.
Okay.
All right. I was wondering. He kept saying Meek Mill. I was like, Tom Kelly uses a Meek Mill song.
No, he uses Many Men.
Do you think a record producer would mistake Meek Mill from 50 Cent?
Yeah, Many Men, 50 Cent.
It's just, I'm saying, it's a different skill. It's a different skill. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers.
Spike stuff, man.
Especially with hoity-toity music, Spike.
I'm just defending.
Exactly, yep. Yeah. I hear you.
Just calling a spade a spade. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Both of these guys are not on the official top 11 list. Who is more deserving to be on the list, Zach Bond or Trey Turner?
Ooh.
What do you think the number's at?
Ooh.
What do you think the number's at?
That is a tough one. That's got to be close to 50-50. Got to be. Everybody's equaled up. So I think, and even I'm guilty of this. We have overlooked and underappreciated what Trey has been able to do as a player.
Yep.
The right answer, if I'm picking between those two, Zach Bond's year was better than Trey's last year.
Yeah.
I'll go Zach Bond slightly. Let's go 54%.
They have Zach Bond at 62%.
Okay.
Which I actually think there's more support for Trey than I would have guessed on that.
Well, you know what it is? This week is they enlightened a lot of us. A
couple of homers this week. Coming up next.
Still no home runs at home, by the way.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's crazy.
He's not hit a home run at home?
9 home runs on the road.
That was a shot last night, too.
He hates us.
Coming up next, I reveal my official top 11 list.
Yeah.
Low is Jalen?
That is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.